right, Christopher Lawing, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors. Now, this is the time of year I like to talk about things to do in the Carolinas when you've got guests in from out of town. And one of the most unusual things that we have is something called Heart Square that you've made me aware of.
That's exactly right. This is an incredible village that is located outside of Charlotte, maybe about an hour, hour and a half, up around the Vail, Newton, Hickory area. So we are excited to bring Rebecca Hart on today to talk to us a little bit about that and let us know what is Heart Square and what's coming up. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning. Thank you guys so much. Heart Square is the largest collection of historic log cabins in the country. We have cabins that range between the 1700s and 1800s, and every cabin that we have at Heart Square is full of original and authentic period pieces. So it is set up as a town. We have two small log churches, trade shops for things like blacksmithing and printing and woodworking. And we have ancestral hymns from folks from Western North Carolina as well.
Now, these are real log cabins. These are not modern manufactured cabins, right?
That's correct. They all were moved carefully from the Western and Piedmont regions of North Carolina to the Heart Square site in Vail.
And how many cabins are there roughly?
We have about 100 structures total.
You know, one thing, it's fascinating because I guess this year, this fall festival, which we'll get to in a minute, I think was the 14th year that I've attended Heart Square. I started going as a little kid with my parents and, you know, as a little kid, seeing this festival of cotton gins and cotton presses and grist mills and log cabins and churches and everything working is quite an impressive collection. And when did this collection start? Because it definitely didn't happen overnight.
Sure. Dr. Bob and Becky Hart of Hickory, North Carolina, started this collection about 50 years ago, and they have been traveling all over the East Coast collecting antiques and items for the collection to bring it to life. Like you said, everything in the village works. It's functioning, and it feels like the family or the craftsperson just got up and left their home moments prior for you to enjoy. It doesn't have glass cases or ropes up. We really want to create an authentic pioneer experience. And they've been working on that for 50 years. And then in 2017, they donated the entire collection to Heart Square Foundation, which is the nonprofit where I work. And our job, the nonprofit's job, is to preserve the collection and structures, as well as the trades, and then to share it with our community.
Now, is this open to the public year-round, or what's our situation on being able to visit Heart Square?
That's a great question. Right now, we're open for certain programming events. So we're open for our annual fall festival, our Christmas in the Village programming, a music festival, and then our K-12 educational programming. But we're really excited to be opening up more frequently. We're under construction right now. We're building an educational facility where we will house our new craft and trade school. And that will be slated to open in April of 2020.
All right. There's a website, I assume, to help us with all this information.
Yes, there is. It's heartsquare.com, and that's spelled H-A-R-T. And you can find more information about our cabins, about our nonprofit mission, and a lot more.
Before we go into talking about the Christmas in the Village event, I am curious, what is your favorite cabin or structure? It could be anything, because I know there's a lot over there and a lot to choose from.
There is. I think that for those of us who are on staff here, our favorite kind of rotates based on the season. Right now, one of my favorites is the grist mill, which is our oldest cabin in the village. It's dated 1760, and it was moved there from Hildebrand, North Carolina. I love this structure because I think that it's amazing how they utilized energy and how they really used everything they had as part of their geographic landscape to create the sustenance they needed. So they used the rivers to create food. And I find it to just be a beautiful structure to see once it's actually working and the water is running over the wheel. We also used this structure to make our Cabin Fever beer, which is a collaboration with Old Hickory Brewery in town. So we actually took the corn that is in that beer and we ground it on that millstone. So that was kind of an exciting process to watch this year.
Wow, that's a real bonus right there to sample that. Now tell us about Christmas in the Village.
Sure, of course. Our Christmas in the Village event has been going on for, this will be our third year. It started actually really, it was inspired by our founders. Dr. Bob and Becky Hart used to bring family and friends out to the Little Log Chapel. It's dated 1844. They used to bring them out there for just an intimate candlelit service. They really wanted to capture that pioneer spirit and have something that was the true authentic meaning of Christmas. And so we just thought it was a really beautiful family tradition. And so we decided to take the need of that event and then to expand on it. So when you come out for Christmas in the Village, you will attend one of the church services that night. We have a pump organ from the 1800s. There will be lessons and carols. And after that, you can venture into the Village and experience all sorts of great traditions that the pioneers would have done. So we'll have chestnuts roasting on the fire. We'll have Christmas stocking sewing, candle making, and corn husk angel ornament making as well. And all of those are going to be crafts and trades that we invite our guests to interact with. So you can actually learn how to make any of those items with our docents and volunteers. And then, of course, we'll also have really, really tasty food from the time period as well. We'll have Brunswick stew and molasses cookies and things like that.
Wow, I think we will be there. And, you know,
if
someone comes and they don't get in the holiday Christmas spirit, I don't know what we'll done.
Send them to the Grinch Village, I guess.
Right.
Now, you mentioned something about a craft school early on. What's happening with that?
Orbit, that's actually the thing that we've been working really hard on these days. We realized that with our annual fall festival, we're able to preserve so many crafts and trades. Chris, I know you've been out there that day. It's, you know, we have almost 150 artisans that are demonstrating everything from molasses making to pottery. It's really, truly impressive. But what we've learned is a lot of these crafts and trades are dying out, and there isn't that younger generation to take over the trade. We need to find people to apprentice and to carry on these traditions. And I think that it's very important for this next generation to learn how to make things and how to do things with their hands and be proud of their work in the way that the pioneers were. So we're excited to open up that school to be teaching those crafts and trades and preserving them.
Well, something that I definitely have noticed while being out at the festival, one of the trades is lace tatting, and it's actually where you have, well, and you can explain it too, but basically for our listeners, there's probably, I don't know, 40 or 50 little spools of thread that you create this pattern and start overlaying or underlaying these spools, and you actually make lace. And, you know, just to see people doing that in front of you, to see people, like you mentioned, in the grist mill operating that or running the cotton gin, which is horse-powered, there's really a lot of crafts, a lot of trades that I think are fascinating just to see. And you learn something new every year. I think, Don, you certainly would have a ball out there. And, Rebecca, is it the – what day in October is it? Because it is usually in October that the fall festival occurs. Is that right?
Yes, it is. It is always the fourth Saturday in October. And we actually this year for that event have had – such demand to put those tickets for sale on the website early. So you can expect those tickets to be going up around Christmas time, actually. The festival this year is going to be Saturday, October 24th.
Oh, mark the calendar. Yeah, we got to plan that one now. I've always tried to get Bill Barty to do a year at a glance calendar so we can keep him organized, which we do at our house. so there's no way to know what's going on without a year at a glance calendar at my house. And I get one color pen, my wife gets the other, and we get them all in there early. So there's no confusion. Yeah. So October 24th, we know where we'll be, Christopher.
That's right. That's right.
Not tatting. Tell me about tatting.
Well, I'm glad that Christopher brought that one up in particular. The woman who does our tatting is actually one of the people who brought up to me that she was in need of an apprentice. I wish that I could tat, but it is, like you said, a very complicated craft. It involves serious focus. You know, you mess up one of the many spools you're working with, and it's very easy to mess up the entire lace doily or item that you're making. I think that what I like about all the crafts we have is there is a range. You know, anybody can start with a piece of clay and form a small little bowl, but it really takes a true artist to be able to make something as special as a teapot, which is actually one of the hardest items to make in ceramics. And so what I love about the craft school concept is we can take you from that basic knowledge up to that higher level. You know, we've been looking at other models that exist out there, like Penland and John C. Campbell, and some of their students who started off hardly knowing anything are now experts in that, and that's really inspiring to us.
All right, well, that's Heart Square. Tell us the website one more time.
Sure. Our website is heartsquare.com. That's HARTSQUARE.com.
And coming up with the Christmas in the Village, right? The dates for it?
Yes, Christmas in the Village will be coming up just here next weekend, December 13th, 14th, and 15th.
All right. We'll see you there, and we'll be back in a few minutes on the Carolina Outdoors.